UK. Turn us up. This is The Hits Radio.
This is The Hits Radio Breakfast Show, and the mighty Rita Ora is back. We are so excited. Hello.
Hi, what's up? How are you?
Very well. Finally, it feels like it's been a while.
No, but it hasn't been that long. But I know everyone's been literally saying, I feel like you've been gone for ages. But it's only been a year.
And I guess you've been like around and in the news and doing stuff and on the telly
yes.
and that. So... You've been
doing other
busy.
Stuff, but yes, this is the first time I'm back in the mode, you know, back on stage, back with the music. I can't wait.
We've got some new songs. We're going to play I Will Never Let You Down soon.
Yes.
How are you feeling about this? Are you excited? Are you nervous? Are you happy?
The thing is, I don't know. All I know is that I'm such a fan of the song, and I've been sitting on it for months thinking, like, do I release it now? When do I put this out? What do I say about it? How do I do it? Is it going to make people feel great? And then I sat back and I was like, you know what? I don't know any of those answers. All I know is that I love the song and I want it out. So that was literally how my mind was in the process of going. And every time you put a song out, you're taking a risk, you know, so you might as well just go for it. So that's what I did.
Now that you kind of like settled down a little bit and are you starting to write songs about your relationship and like about Calvin and stuff?
Yeah, you know, I mean, honestly, this is what I mean. I felt like this track for me was so honest on feeling how I feel at this moment. And the summertime I felt needed a summer anthem, and that's what this was for me. That's what the whole album actually really is. It feels great to me, and it just makes people dance like Whitney Houston's How Will I Know, and yeah. I Want to Dance with Somebody. Do you remember that feeling you would get just to dance?
Yes.
And that's what I miss, so that's what I was trying to create. So, yeah, that's exactly where the inspiration came from.
Calvin's got a bit of a summer anthem out as well.
I know he does. It's like we're biting for the summer anthem.
Is there a bit of competitiveness now?
Oh, there always is. No, I'm kidding. No, it's more of just kind of like, okay, babe, all right, well, I'm doing this, and then see you there. And he'll be like, all right, well, I'll see you there. And then it's kind of like, I don't know, because in all honesty, whoever wins, it's like we both win, so it's fine.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, I guess so. Do you have like a joint account and stuff now and all these like relationshipy things?
I can't tell you, otherwise they won't be relationshipy, will they?
That's true.
I mean, you know what? At some point in life, you just feel like something feels right, and whatever feels right, why stop it? You know?
Yeah, totally. Do you guys get to hang out much? Because you're so busy, both of you.
In all honesty, yeah, we have our separate lives, and of course, you know, I'm a singer, and he's an amazing producer and DJ, and he plays all over the world, and I perform everywhere. But, you know, if you really want to make something work, regardless of what happens, thank God technology exists. But, I mean, you will. You know, it's just patience and trust, really.
Is there a lot of Skyping goes on?
It's just a lot. No, it's just more of making sure each one of us are okay. That's really it.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
Oh, that's so lovely. And do you guys ever like, get to just, like, sit down and then argue over who's doing the washing up and, like, the recycling and taking the bins out?
Yeah, it's life. I mean, I am human.
Yeah.
I mean, firstly, bought my house for the first time, and I'm starting to realise what it feels like to literally be an adult and pay bills. I mean, everything's scary when you live by yourself. Everything. Even, like, dark corners are scary. I'm like,
so
what's that? Oh, no, it's just a radiator.
That is so true.
Yeah.
That is so true. I never thought I'd be scared by a can of paint before. But really.
I mean, I'm telling you, when you live by yourself, you wake up and then you're like, what's going on? Let's play it. But the good thing is, you can, like, play music really loud and run around naked.
Yes, that's true.
Yeah,
that is true.
That's a good thing.
That is the one. That is the one benefit.
That's my new favorite thing to do.
What, run around naked playing music loud?
Yeah, music loud.
But they're not running around naked, but
maybe a little bit, depending on like if the cooking has been on for too long or something.
Everybody does this, Rita Ora. Everybody does this. Everybody,
well,
everybody has at some point thought, I wonder what it'd be like just to walk around naked for a day.
Do you know? I bet you everybody does it. Just won't say anything.
Yeah, it's true.
I love putting heating on in my house and not being cold and being naked at the same time.
Nice.
Anyway, back to the single.
Anyway, yes, back to music. shall we play it on the radio right now? Are you happy
I would
to?
Love to, please, and turn it up. I'm so excited to hear it.
Can you introduce it for us on the Hits Radio?
Yes, hey Hits Radio, this is Rita Ora. Please turn it up. This is my new single, I Will Never Let You Down.
This is the Hits Radio. Rita Ora is hanging out this morning.
Yay!
With some new songs and some new material. We've got album plans, right?
Yes, we do. They're coming. It's coming out the back of the summer after then the tour starts, and we're coming to tour everywhere, especially where you guys are. Everywhere we're going to come and tour.
And is the album like done now? Is it complete and ready to go?
Yes, well, in my mind, it's never done until it's on the shelves, because I'm always going to change something until somebody has to be like, you have to just stop now. Because I always have something, whether it's the artwork, whether it's a word, whether it's anything. So I think it is kind of done, but it's not done until it's done.
And you've got a lot of people around you. That did make sense, I think, somewhere.
Did that make sense?
I think so, yeah, it did, I think so. And you've got a lot of people around you working with you and kind of helping you out, including people like Jay-Z, famously.
Yes.
Has he had much of a hand in the process?
What I can say about having Jay-Z as a mentor and a boss is that he is as involved as anybody else would be. And, you know, him being a dad and him being so successful and being a great guy is a job. You know, being a father is literally one of the biggest jobs in the world, so the fact that he still keeps up to date with, you know, how his business is running is amazing. And yes, he just wants this to work as much as we all do, and we just want to put out great music, you know, so that's what Roc Nation is about.
Whenever he like gets in touch with you, does your heart still beat a little bit quickly?
Yeah. But only because, is it a call saying I don't like the video, or is it a call saying we need to change the word on this? You know, it's all critique. How do I explain it?
Like a critique. Yeah, a critique.
Yes, it's all a great critique, but for the better.
Do you have him in your phone as like Jay-Z?
No, because I'm always scared my phone will get stolen, so I always have like nicknames.
Oh yeah, true. You've got to have, yes, pseudonym, is that the word?
And I'm never that, yeah, that's it. And I'm never that good with my stuff. I always leave things everywhere, so you know, I have a lot of backups and cover-ups on my phone.
Yeah. You really do not want somebody getting hold of Jay-Z's number, do you?
Woo, imagine that.
That would not go down very well.
Well, you know, you never know what will happen. It might just be a nice conversation.
Yeah, why not? He's a nice guy. He seems like quite an approachable guy.
Such a great guy and such a great talent and support. And I just can't believe, you know, that my life has literally changed in the past year. And putting music out is literally the best thing that I could ever have done. So thanks.
And also being a film star as well now.
Oh yeah, 50 Shades of Grey, that was interesting, wasn't it?
We've obviously not like seen it yet. Are you still filming it, or have you finished?
Well, I've just finished my part. They're literally kind of close to wrapping up. It was in Vancouver, in Canada, and it was probably one of the most surreal, amazing experiences in the world, because I've read all the books. I've been such a fan of the book since. And I was curious to see how it was going to be filmed, but it actually turned out incredible, and I cannot wait for the world to see it. I'm just so proud of being part of like a trilogy, you know,
yeah.
Of you know, a bit like The Hunger Games and Twilight, and how these stories just keep evolving. You know, that's what this is going
to
be.
Well, we're looking forward to seeing it, and we're going to play more in a minute, because we've got X Factor rumours that we need to get to the bottom of.
Yes.
All right, wicked. More with Rita Ora after Fowl and Wadad.
Daryl Morris plays all the hits.
All the hits. The Hits Radio.
This is the Hits Radio Breakfast Show. We are hanging out with Rita Ora, and we've had quite a lot of X Factor rumours
yes.
Like in the press and stuff. Was this for real, or was this just press rubbish?
All I can say is that, you know, I've been a fan of the X Factor, and when I was a guest judge on the show, I loved it. And, you know, the producers on the show, you know, we really got along well, and I've got nothing but respect for what they've done for people. And when they did ask, you know, and when they mentioned it, the only thing I said was, it's such an important job and a responsibility to be a judge on that panel, that, you know, you literally are juggling people's real lives. And if I was to ever do that, I wouldn't want to concentrate on a tour and a promo whilst I'm juggling someone's life in my hands, you know what I mean? So
yeah.
My aim was to, if I was to do that, it would be a few albums in, you know, I've got so much more to say and do with my music and tour the world, that I was like, just come back to me in a few years, you know? So
yeah,
that was my answer, but I'll definitely still watch it, of course.
It is a huge job, a huge commitment. So maybe in a couple of years then, maybe?
Yeah, of course. I mean, people don't really give enough credit, I think, to the judges for actually just, you're actually saying yes and no to people's lives, you know what I mean? It's not just a TV show.
Yeah.
It's actually real life, so, you know, it's a lot of pressure.
Totally. You'd nail it, though. You'd be awesome at it. You'd be very good.
I mean, I'd love it, really, because I love having a good time. And if I believe in something, I'm going to back it 100%.
So. Nice. I'm keeping my fingers crossed, then, that we get in a couple of years' time.
And the outfits would be great.
They would. Like, a big platform to wear some killer dresses every
yeah,
Saturday night on TV.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Thank you very much for chatting to us today. Thank you so much for taking the time out.
Of course.
I'm so looking forward to the new album and the new material. And potentially beating Calvin Harris in the summer anthem race.
Let's see what happens, huh?
How would he take it? Would he take it quite well, do you think?
I mean, in all honesty, he did write and produce both songs, so I think regardless of what happens, he'll be happy. You know what I mean? But I, Whatever happens, we're both winning anyway, so it's not a big deal, but it's just exciting that we're at the same time, you know. We'll be at the same festivals and all that kind of stuff, so it'll be interesting.
That's good. You might get to actually hang out a bit then.
Yeah, exactly.
Thank you very much, Rita Ora.
Thank you. Bye.
Avicii's after this.
OMG Live is coming to Birmingham's LG Arena. A monster music event. 9 hours of non-stop music. Over 30 acts performing live across 3 stages. See Lawson, Union J, Neon Jungle, and so many more. Live on Thursday the 24th of April at the LG Arena Birmingham. Make this the best Easter holiday ever. Tickets are on sale now. Click thehitsradio.com. You must be over 12 and under 18 to enter. Strictly no parents. OMG Live.